cacophony of words.
Is it now? It is time for, here's a cacophony for you, the cavalcade of the arts. We roll on through the arts of Northern Minnesota on the first Fridays of every month. And we begin this morning in Grand Rapids with the Executive Director of the McCroskey Arts Center, Katie Marshall, joining us via Zoom. Morning, Katie.
Good morning.
This is pretty exciting. There's some changes in the air.
Yeah, I had forgotten about my first Friday anxiety, and it's all back.
And the first thing I noticed is there's a lot of art on the wall now. Last time we spoke, there was no art behind you.
Oh, in my background, yes. I was like, we've had art. Yes, that's true. We're getting there. Piece by piece.
She's got a gallery wall there. But okay, so things are starting to open up a little bit. So what kind of things can we expect from tonight?
Yeah, well, this is the return of our in-person First Friday art walks. And we decided Grand Rapids Arts is the organization that kind of coordinates them. And we decided that May would be a good time to start back up just because the weather is hopefully better. It looks like today is going to be great. And it would be a chance to kind of dip a toe back into getting people together downtown, but still have the opportunity for people to be outside more and not everybody just crammed indoors the whole time. So, and so people really responded. I think folks have been really missing First Fridays, and we've got a lot of great activities going on. So first of all, the art walk is part of a sort of a week-long downtown spring celebration that the Downtown Business Association has been organizing. And so there have been other things happening throughout the week, mostly in-store specials and events and a scavenger hunt. People have been out and about. You may have seen some of the gnomes downtown that's related to that. But tonight is kind of the big event. The Downtown Business Association has arranged to have some food trucks in the old Kramer's lot, which I have been reminded I need to specify is the corner of Highway 2 and First Avenue Northwest. Not everyone remembers Kramer's. And so there'll be food trucks, there'll be live music. Sam Miltich and Doug Haining are playing outside from 4 to 7 p.m. So there'll be a little bit of a return of jazz, and that's sponsored by the VFW, so that's great. I know Sam's excited to get back out there.
Yeah, does he have a little anxiety, though, too, of this first time? Yeah,
I bet. He got all of his gig stuff packed up on Tuesday and has been sitting in our living room since then. So he's prepared.
That's great.
But he's so he'll be fine, but he's been thinking about it. So I think he'll really enjoy being back out there. And the fact that it can be outside, I think, relieves a lot of the anxiety. So and then I think there are going to be some family-friendly activities on the old Central School lawn, and then all the First Friday events. So I'm ready to go through the lineup whenever you are.
Okay, we are ready. Hit it.
All right, sounds good. Well, at Lake Lover Vintage, they are going to be hosting photographer Carol Bowman with some of her work. And they're also going to have displays by other local artists like Karen Olson and Rick and Tammy Horton of Tamarick Designs. And that block that Lake Lover's on is going to be really busy because they have a lot of participants this month. Mississippi Diamond Jewelers next door is going to be having a Spring Mother's Day special. And then Wings and Willows Art Gallery Custom Framing is hosting local woodcarver Bob Simonson. He's a well-known retired shop teacher, and he's been carving birds and now carves also Scandinavian flat plane style. So you can stop in and check out his work. IEDC, the Itasca Economic Development Corporation, is hosting a First Friday event. They're going to have live music by McKeon Roberts, and Aaron Squadroni is going to have his work on display, and you can also enjoy some refreshments there and chat with the IEDC team. And let's see, in the mall, Central Square Mall, we have a new participant and a new organization to the downtown. The Story, Art, and Museum is located in the mall, and they are going to be hosting some live storytelling sessions that people can watch on site, or they can watch them live on Facebook. So storytellers Gloria Anderson Haig and Miriam Nicholson will be on at 4:30 and 6 p.m. at the Story Art Museum in the mall. And then Bender's Shoes is hosting jeweler Lily Winter from 4 to 6 p.m. And you can see what she's been up to for the last year. I've seen on Facebook a lot of the new stuff she's been working on, so it'd be really fun to see her out with that. And then over on the grounds of Old Central School, the Rife Arts Council is going to have a tent up for their season kickoff. They're going to have some fun activities there, and you can stop by to learn more about what's coming up for the Rife season. They're going to have drawing and some giveaways and things like that, so that should be fun. Then in Old Central School, Wildland Fabrics is going to be hosting a Sew Your Own Pocket Pal activity. They're going to provide supplies for kids to make their own little kitty or bunny pocket-sized plushie out of wool felt. So that'd be a fun thing to stop by and check out. Then over at Unwind Up North, they're hosting Hobo Revival with live music from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Hotel Rapids is also hosting Anthony Miltich with music, and they're going to be celebrating student artists with a showcase of Van Dyke Elementary and Greenway Middle School artists in the yurt, and guests can vote on their favorite pieces, and the top three winners will receive a basket, an art basket from Hotel Rapids. And finally, Northwoods Candy Company, just down the road from Hotel Rapids there on Highway 2 East, is going to be open with some First Friday specials on their handmade chocolates and candy. So that is most of the lineup. Of course, I saved the McCrosty spiel for last.
But. Yeah. We got the miniatures, right?
Yes, May. So last May, we were very sad that we had to postpone or cancel our annual miniatures exhibition. It's one of our favorites every year, but we're still figuring out this whole virtual exhibit thing. So we're glad to have it back this year. And our featured artist last year was supposed to be Jim Zazowski, and he graciously agreed to continue for this year. So he is the featured artist. And this is something we started doing a few years back where for the mini show, anyone is invited to submit a single piece of art. And it's there's no jurying. Anybody can submit a piece. And so that's one of the fun things about it is we get art from all over the place and all sorts of different people, lots of new faces, and of course, a lot of our familiar artists as well. But the featured artist gets to put together a little bit larger display. I mean, they're all still in the miniature style, but it helps to create a little bit of a focus to an exhibit that is extremely diverse in terms of medium and content. So, yeah, so Jim has 17 works included in the show, and then we have 45 additional pieces by other local artists.
Wow.
So it's a really fun one. I always love Jim's love the mini awesome. Show. It's up on the walls now. The exhibit slideshow video will be up on YouTube later today. Just have a few finishing touches to put on that. But then in the McCrosty Gallery, we have an exhibit by Bovee-based artist Carlin Atkinson-Berg. So she's a collage artist, and this exhibit includes a lot of different projects that she's been working on that are all kind of connected as part of this narrative, sort of surreal dreamscape that she's been creating through her collages. So that is on display in the McCrosty Gallery. And that is also on the website. That one is done. So you can check that out.
So Katie, Jim Zazowski's stuff is amazing. And I think I saw a teaser of a bear standing by a highway cone.
Yes, that was on the show card. Yes, a polar bear by Highway Cone and a flaming hoop.
Figured that one out. I got to ask him about that one.
Yep, there are always very interesting juxtapositions in his pieces. So,
well, you can find information and these displays virtually at mccrostyartcenter.org or enjoy the First Friday safely. Be outside, wear a mask when you're inside, and see the community again. It's we're all kind of stepping back in. 4 o'clock it begins downtown?
Yep, 4 to 7 is the art walk. And yeah, we just definitely want to remind folks that, you know, when you're outside, that masking is not required, but inside all the businesses, please do wear your mask and observe the distancing guidelines. I know a lot of us have capacity limits that we need to adhere to. So just be aware of that. And hopefully there's enough going on that people will just keep moving around and have a great time.
So Katie, I'm leaving town. So can I come look at it with this? Yeah. Like, okay. Before this,
we'll be open at 10.
Okay. Sounds good. Can't wait. See you there.
That's Katie Marshall. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, you guys. Great to see you.
You too. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show, the Cavalcade of the Arts and Culture. Betty Firth is going to be joining us, and Katie Marshall telling us about some of the places. Katie Carter. There we go. Not Katie Marshall.
Okay.
She's just with us. This is our album of the week.